livestock management bears little resemblance to the farms of old. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Philip Sponnenberg, professor of genetics and pathology at the Virginia Maryland Regional College of Veterinary Medicine at Virginia Tech, traces the evolution of animal production through a profile of Choctaw hogs.
Animal production of today sometimes bears slight resemblance to that of the past. Choctaw hog production is a good example. The Choctaw Nation was forcibly displaced from Mississippi to Oklahoma in the 1830s, bringing with them Spanish hogs, horses, dogs, and cattle. Traditional Choctaw hog management survived intact until recently. Hogs were turned loose into the woods to transform acorns, snakes, and hickory nuts into piglets. Hogs were periodically caught with the help of capable hog dogs. The piglets' ears were notched with the same owner's mark as their mother. They were then turned loose to grow a bit more, and anyone caught misnotching piglets was likely to have a shortened lifespan himself. Hogs of intermediate size that were not intended for breeding were brought to the farmstead to be fattened on corn. Corn results in a good-tasting pork lacking the wild taste based on the acorn diet, and local demand for such pork was high. Choctaw hogs were a good match for the traditional system. Most were black, they had a single toe on each foot instead of the usual two of most hogs, and they had a pair of fleshy wattles hanging down from the neck. The mule feet and wattles are found throughout the Americas wherever Spanish hogs landed. Erect ears and alert attitudes kept them safe from predators. They were clever at avoiding people and dogs, and athletic ability and brains were top-notch, matching them well to the rugged Kiamichi Mountain environment. Traditions in the area faded when modern conveniences arrived. Numbers of traditional hogs declined. A few survivors of old Choctaw hogs do survive and are now the target of a recovery program by the Livestock Conservancy. Fences will keep the hogs from ranging as widely as their ancestors, but their traditional type and ability will still be alive and available.
That was Philip Sponnenberg of the Virginia Maryland Regional College of Veterinary Medicine at Virginia Tech. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. 400 hogs.